Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Paranormal anomalies. I didn't mean to open up this call like something from National Geographic. Hey, guys, this is Nicholas from Arizona again. I think I called you guys this week or something like that. Anyway, I kind of want to share another story. This probably might be one of my last stories I might share, so I don't know. Anyway, anomalies, like, I'm pretty sure we've all seen them. That's why we're all interested in this paranormal, ghost, whatever, what have you, and whatever your, you know, whatever your beliefs are. Like I said in a call a long time ago when I first called into the show, I'm an open-minded individual. You know, you knock me down if you want. I believe that there's other things out there. I believe that, you know, we have yet to discover anything, you know what I mean? There's just so much. We're finding out stuff on our planet now. There's still so many things we haven't even discovered here, let alone out there in the fathoms of space, and don't get me on space. But anyway, whew, I'm rambling already. I kind of wanted to go a little bit about an anomaly that I enjoy a lot, and that's what you guys call the slider effect, or what's actually called the slider effect, is when someone is passing underneath, you know, a lamp or something, or moving by electronic, it tends to, like, either reset or cut off or drain the battery or whatever. So my thing has always, I've always noticed, is that usually I cut off an on streetlight. Now, I don't know, that, you know, could be just faulty wiring inside the streetlights. That could be whatever, a multitude of things no one's ever going to know. I don't know. But it's frequent, and it's frequent enough for me to notice. Now, it'd be one thing if it was just like, oh, every once in a blue moon. No, this is like every day, same streetlight, same one I pass under. It's completely dark until I get to it. I've seen cars drive by it. I've seen people walk by it. It does it when I go by it, or maybe that's just me noticing it. But anyway, I've said this before, and, you know, you guys have gone over it. But I noticed something tonight as I drove by the same one that cuts on and off. There's multiple ones that do it, but I noticed this one more. And I noticed that right across the street, and I always forget, there's a cemetery over there. There's a cemetery, and it's weird. It's just strange. It's strange. but I kind of wanted to share that real fast. Another thing I want to share is a actual ghost story. Hooray! So this one goes all the way back to when I was in high school, like back in 2010, 2011, whatever. So I might get some of the stuff that I recall incorrect. So in my buddy Kyle and Casey's house, they were brother and sisters, it's a fairly new house. It was fairly built. But the area that we lived in, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, is really old. That's a really old city. It's a really old town. I couldn't tell you exactly when it originated, but I just know it's really old. It still has a lot of the older buildings there, and there's actually a tour where you can go and you can go visit some of the older buildings. So anyway, they had this entity that they formally named as the Doorman, and just as his name suggests, this entity or this whatever appeared in front of doors or indoors, and so that's why they gave him the name Doorman. Now, I wasn't there for when they first experienced this, but usually that was the hangout spot. That was the house. His mom didn't really care how many people she had over, you know. She would sometimes have her friends over, and then we as friends would get all of our friends over, and we would just hide up, not hide, but we'd hang out upstairs and do whatever, you know. Minimum supervision, you know, teenagers, we do teen things. Anyway, So they were all hanging out one night, and then they noticed something out in the backyard. And so I think they went to go check it out. They went to go flip on the back porch lights, and there was something in the yard. They shone a flashlight over there, saw nothing. And then ever since then, randomly, they would catch something in the frames of the doorway. So eventually, they told all of us about the story, all those who weren't there during the experience, about the doorman. And so me, being the paranormal junkie that I am, I'm like, let's do like a Ouija board. Problem, we didn't have a Ouija board. Who cares? We made one. So we made a little broke makeshift Ouija board out of paper, and we cut out another little piece of paper with a planchette, for the planchette, I'm sorry, and we did that. So what we did is we split it up. I think there were seven of us. There was myself, there was Kyle, there was Alex, there was Ryan, there was Casey, and then there was Cody, and we were all, in on this. We're like, okay, let's go, let's get it. So what we did is we had three or four people inside a room with the Ouija board asking the questions, and then we had three or four other people. I'm sorry, I'm not really, I don't remember, math sucks. So we had the other people outside in the hallway, like by the door. And so I just remember myself, Alex, and I think Kyle and Casey was in there with us. And we were asking questions. We were like, are you the doorman? The planchette would move. I don't know. I'm a little iffy about the Ouija board thing. I don't know. I want to believe that it works. And then I also can understand what, like, people saying that your mind is subconsciously moving it. So I don't know. I'm on the fence about it. I've never had any crazy Ouija board stories. Anyway, so we were in there. We were playing with the makeshift Ouija board. It was giving us answers. It was talking to us or whatever, what have you. Now, the people in the hallway were freaked out, and we started hearing commotions, and they burst in the room. And we're like, what's going on? What happened? And all the people that were out in the living or the hallway were like, we heard breathing. There was, like, someone breathing right next to us, and we're freaked out. Now, that could be paranoia. That could be just, fear of being in a dark area. We're all spooked out. We were like, yeah, ghost, and I don't know. But it was strange. It was odd. And that's probably the best Ouija board, experience I've ever had. Like, nothing crazy happened. Nothing went flying across the room or whatever. Now, my buddy Alex could tell you stories about things flying across the room and crosses spinning in the middle of the ground and haunted phone calls and demonic whatever. He can tell you all that kind of stuff. But for me personally, I've not had too many experiences where I can just go, boom, I believe in that, But I want to. I really do. Anyway, I don't want to ramble too much. I've already taken up 7 minutes. So I really enjoy your guys' show. If I do call again, be prepared for another story in my rambling. If not, I really hope you guys, continue doing what you do. I really enjoy listening to everyone's experiences, and, it really gets me going. It really gets me hoping that one day someone can go, there's ghosts, and we can prove it. Boom. Everyone's on board with it, not just, ghost shows, they're doing that every day. No, I want, everyone, ghosts are real? Oh, yeah, ghosts are real. Boom. Scientifically. Anyway, I'm going to go. I'm rambling. Peace out, guys.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.